What does Biggie have in common with country music superstar Kacey Musgraves? They're both fall risks.
Great.
Really?
She fell and fractured her sixth rib, is in so much pain that she is going to have to cancel a couple or postpone a couple of concerts. They just did the x-ray. She slipped during a rainy night in Mexico a few nights ago.
On stage or in a offstage?
Offstage.
Okay.
She slipped.
Like in a hotel just somewhere?
That's right. And she's fractured her sixth rib. Her daily activities are extremely difficult. So her scheduled performance in Nashville had to be rescheduled because her rib was broken. I know. Paul Simon had to postpone some concerts because he's got terrible back pain. He says, in fact.
Oh, is he in his upper 80s yet? Or is he mid 80s?
I thought he was more. Let's see now. So he did this movie, The Graduate, in what, 1969? Is that right? 67?
I can't remember. I think it was 67, I want to say, but I'm not sure.
God, that's almost 60 years ago. He's probably 80. I'm going to guess 83 on Paul Simon.
Just a guess. He's 83.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. These fridge cigs, they are really agreeing with me.
You better back up and redefine what a fridge cig is.
Diet Coke. Refrigerator cigarette. Listen.
You think it makes them cooler?
I like how you're doing this thing with your tongue and your teeth every time you say refrigerator cigarette.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you lick your lips.
Yeah, you're dropping it like, refrigerator cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. They're so good. I've just seen an uptick in everything, you know? It was faster. It was everything. Once I started having the Diet Cokes again. Unfortunately, they're terrible for you.
Well, I was going to say, will you let this roll through the week into the weekend? Yeah. I feel like on a week from today, next Monday, we'll be sitting here and you'll say, I've got an announcement to make. I'll tell you, something made me say Jesus over the break. It involves Chris Kelly and the show The Bear, which we're both watching. But in one episode, they make a list of non-negotiables.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got in there? Okay.
No, that's where I got it.
That's where Kelly got the idea.
Yeah, okay.
A couple of years ago, he started with a bunch of non-negotiables. Now, I did. At the beginning of the year, I wrote down 15 things, non-negotiable. The top one was, I will not have a Diet Coke in 2025. every single one of them have been wiped. They've all been wiped away. Every single one of them are gone.
Like a sandcastle at the water's edge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I said to my wife, now, we were on vacation. We were at the beach until Saturday morning. And I said, okay, Friday's my last one. She goes, oh, keep it through the weekend. You know, keep it through. So I did. So I was guzzling them Saturday and Sunday.
Family thought you were happier, nicer to be around.
Exactly.
Wanted to spend time with you. Did you think you had more Diet Coke or did your wife have more white wine?
Push. Close.
I mean, you know, I think it was really, really
in terms
close.
Of raw ounces.
My wife, when she's had a few white wines, will just all of a sudden say something that's not even close to anything we've ever talked about, you know?
Just like, a bolt out of the blue, as they say.
Like something we've talked about like a month earlier. Like we were talking about, we had talked about Jaws.
Whatever happened to Moby Dick?
Exactly. Exactly. And she'll go like, and why is the boat called the Orca? You know, she'll, apropos of nothing. The movie's not on, nothing.
Uh-huh.
She'll just say it like that. You know, just say it out like that. Here's my thought on Jaws. All right. Interesting. I watched it again over the break because it was the 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws. Now, there are no sharks in these waters like that. You know, that's the whole point is, here's a great white shark where it never should be, right?
I mean,
that's
Amity Island.
Amity Island should never be there. So why is it there? But yet, they catch another man-eating shark right off the coast. And I mean, I don't want to nitpick the movie. It's on my Mount Rushmore. It's phenomenal. But it's like, well, if there's not, you know, and they bring it up onto the dock and...
Yeah, they string it up. They think they've caught the killer.
And Hooper says, look, it's a man-eater. It's extremely rare for these waters. So you know sharks like that are rare for these waters, yet there are two right there within a day of each other. Secondly, Quint, played by Robert Shaw, makes his living hunting sharks. So it's like, how do you make a living doing that if it's so rare for these waters? I mean, you go to his hut... And there are all these Jaws, you know.
Yeah.
He's boiling one, like he just caught it, and he says, you know, how I earn a living, sharking. And it's like, well, how do you do that if they're? I mean, this is when you get a little,
clarity.
Get a little clarity. Yeah. You start to look at things like, And one more note on it. This is the only nitpicks I have with the movie. Hooper, played by Richard Dreyfuss, totally contradicts himself when they find the new shark and they string it up, you know. And this is
the first suspected monster, but it isn't.
Right. And he does the bite radius, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to the chief, he's like, the simple fact is the bite radius here does not match. And Martin says, well, it's got to be. He's like, look, it probably is. It probably is. It probably is. It's extremely rare for these waters. It is a man eater. You're probably right. But then he goes, like 2 seconds later, he goes, it's 100-1. It's 100-1. So it's like, is he probably right that it is the shark, or is it a very low chance? I had some clarity while watching Jaws for the first time. I really got into it.
When your wife does this to you, do you go deep thought like you just did on it, and the next day you're like, I've been thinking about what you said, and she's like, what did I say?
Yes. Yes.
I don't remember that. I didn't say that.
There's a lot of that, as a matter of fact. She'll just say something like that. Sheer ounces. Total push. I mean, no, but if she had as much wine as I had Diet Coke, she'd have been a real mess on vacation.
Well, does she go for the standard bottle?
Yeah, but I don't think she has I don't know exactly how much she has.
Or does she go box?
Bottle. She goes bottle. And
the tall boys?
No, I think she's got a regular bottle. Regular bottle of wine.
Okay.
Just out of the fridge. What was it she told me? Like, oh, yeah, we got that new puppy. And I'm wearing him. This is how we're training the puppy, is I have a wearable leash.
Around your midsection?
Yes. So I'm hands-free. And one time last week, before we even left for the beach, she said, you need to wear the puppy and get me a bottle of wine out of the fridge. And so I'm hooking up the puppy to myself and getting her a bottle of wine. And I thought, have I ever felt more emasculated in my life?
I haven't seen this leash. You hook it to you?
Yeah, you hook it to you. You put like a belt around yourself. And then
so you're hands-free.
You're hands-free.
Like one of those dog walkers.
That is the whitest thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's like, these are the people who have, oftentimes it's the people who walk multiple dogs for a living.
They got them all hooked to them.
Or I've seen a few people who are exercisers will take their dog hands-free.
Here's what it has. You hook it around yourself like a belt. Mm-hmm. Then you hook the dog to it.
Come here, puppy.
Right. Well, he's right there. He can't leave. I mean, he cannot leave you. I mean, I wear him around the house.
How much play? How many feet?
Six. I'd say 5 or 6 feet. That's all he can do, you know. And I have a pouch of treats next to me. So when I get him to do the right thing, just
drop a treat. Oh, man.
Just drop a treat to him.
Like one of those ladies who like to rescue animals. Too often like other ladies.
And when my wife said, you need to wear that puppy and get me a bottle of wine, and I'm just doing it, and in the middle of it I was like, wait a minute, why am I on puppy D? Why am I wearing this?
I'm wearing the harness.
Come on, buddy.
Who's training who?
Who's training who is a real question. I'm wandering around with a dog trailing behind me, getting her a bottle of wine. That's right. That's exactly what it's become.